I didn't even get it right away until all of a sudden I heard the audience start.
Oh my god.
That was just good.
You want to join us up here?
Oh, are we ready?
Yeah, let's get to it. Yeah.
We don't want to bury this thing,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, can't bury this
thing. All right, we're going.
Okay. This is Amos Assembly meeting at 9:32 p.m. Moving on with new business, item 13D. Approval of an agreement between the City and Borough of Wrangell and the Wrangell Medical Center, authorizing the use of a community gym as an emergency alternate medical center site.
I move to approve the purchase of it. Whoa, I'm the wrong word.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
It was 13C.
Oh, I got it. I had it. Okay.
Move to approve agreement between the City and Borough of Wrangell and Wrangell Medical Center authorizing the use of the community gym as an emergency alternate medical center site.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, approval to purchase new police vehicle in the amount of $42,000.
Move to approve the purchase of a new police vehicle in the amount of $42,000 from the state's fleet bid sheet.
Second.
We moved in second. Any discussion?
Crown Vic?
No.
What are we buying?
I was trying to see what it was.
A Ford Explorer SUV? Excuse me. Yes. And that would include all required equipment?
Yes.
Perfect.
Any other discussion?
Yes.
What are we getting rid of? The Crown Vics are going out to bid or scrapped? Or
scrapped.
Well, yeah. Not, I was just curious, yeah.
More than likely, we would put them on the, do a surplus.
Yep.
Even, I mean, getting anything is something, so.
Yeah, I think they're about 75 for scrap, so it's not
like any further discussion?
Nope.
Roll vote, please.
Assembly Members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13. F, proposed ordinance number 940, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing Chapter 3.54 of the Wrangell Municipal Code, Nolan Museum and Civic Center Board. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 940 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on March 27, 2018.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly Members Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G. Proposed ordinance number 941, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Chapter 3.44. Planning and Zoning Commission of the Wrangell Municipal Code to reduce the number of board members from 7 to 5 and provide for a transition provision to implement this ordinance. This is a first reading.
I move to approve the first reading of Ordinance 941. Move to a second with a public hearing to be held on March 27, 2018.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Please.
Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. So there's no need to advertise for those two vacant positions.
Well, it's kind of an ongoing advertisement. I'll keep it until the second reading or the second reading.
Just to be on the safe side.
And if somebody does come in and submit a letter of interest, then I will let them know that it may be a moot point. I'll make them aware.
Okay, thank you. Item 13H, proposed resolution number 03-18-1398, the resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the assessment value for tax years 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017 for Robin and Kay Taylor, Lot 18A, U.S. Survey 3403, due to a manifest clerical error.
Move to adopt resolution number 03-18-1398 that amends the assessment value for tax years 2014, 2015, 2016, and 2017 for Robin and Kay Taylor due to a manifest clerical error.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
And this is just a housekeeping matter, and the amount to be refunded for the public is $892.
Right. This is something that our assessor caught and brought to the attention of our accounting generalist, and so they're bringing that forward.
Any further discussion? Please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13I, proposed resolution number 03-18-1399, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, creating a special steering committee as allowed in Wrangell Municipal Code 3.04.060, special committees, to explore a community health care solution for Wrangell.
I move to approve resolution number 03-18-1399, creating a special steering committee as allowed in Wrangell Code 3.04.060, special committees to explore a community health care solution for Wrangell.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I do want to say that I did receive an email from Chris Reed that the hospital board did appoint Alinda White and Jennifer Bates to be on the steering committee from the hospital board.
And so the assembly needs to pick two members to sit on that committee as well.
From the assembly?
From the assembly members.
So Mayor Jack would, you would... see if anybody would be interested.
And does anybody have any interest in that?
Betty, I would.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Well, I would. I'll do it.
Okay. Then Betty Gilbert and Roland Howell, we'll go ahead and point you to that steering committee. As a assembly member on that steering committee.
Do we have to vote on that?
We better
vote
first. Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Howell or Howell?
Howell.
Okay. Yes. Well, you didn't say it.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Well, again, consider yourself appointed. item 13J, proposed resolution number 03-18-1400, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2018 budget, accepting a bequest in the amount of $50,000 from the estate of Marion Glantz for the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau marketing budget.
I move to approve resolution 03-18-1400, amending the fiscal year 2018 budget, accepting a bequest in the amount of $50,000 from the estate of Marion Glintz for the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau promotional budget.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? It's always nice to get money.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, I would just like to say we are so grateful for her posthumous donation to the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we will do our best to make sure that that money is spent wisely promoting our community so that visitors can can understand and love Wrangell just as much as she obviously did and felt it important to be able to share with the rest of the world. So, again, we can't thank her enough posthumously for her generous thoughts prior to her passing.
Thank you for that. Any further discussion? Oh, yes?
Mary Ann Glenn's made several donations to the high school shop at different times, and items from her husband's collection and things like that. If there is a family member that would be willing to find a picture and some kind of statement, I would really be interested in producing some kind of plaque to hang in the museum, memorizing or commemorating this, her donation.
We can reach out to the attorney that settled her estate and find out if there is a family member that would be willing to do that.
Okay.
I might add to Assemblymember Larrabee's comments. She also made donations to Nolan Center and also to the library. It significantly increased the Alaska historical book collection that the library has here. And I don't know, I have no idea what the degree to which all of the items are that she donated to the Nolan Center, but just, you know, you can't say enough about people who think so highly of their community that they want to give back that way. So we'll reach out to the attorney and see if we can find something. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything further?
Assemblymembers Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13K, acceptance of the resignation from Clay Hammer from the Port Commission.
Move to accept the letter of resignation from Port Commissioner Clay Hammer from the Port Commission and to direct the borough clerk to begin advertising for the unexpired term ending in October 2018.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13L, approval of the senior tax exemption that was received after the March 1st deadline, but before the late filing grace period.
Move to approve the 2018 senior tax exemption from Mike Kilpatrick that was received after the deadline of March 1, 2018, but before the allowed grace period and before 2018 tax assessment notices were generated.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, just Mr. Kilpatrick's letter stated that he had come in and made an attempt, I think twice he said, to get the appropriate paperwork, and that was not available by his letter. Can we please just ask that somebody look into that to make sure that those forms are available in a timely manner for our seniors to access?
Do you want to have Alicia speak to that?
Would you go ahead?
Alicia Mullen, County Generalist, 804 Case Avenue. So I spoke with Mr. Kilpatrick when he brought in the application and talked to him about what the late procedure looked like. He stated that the first time he came in was early in December, and those forms are not available until after the first of the year, always. And the second time he came in was the first week of January, and at that point the forms weren't available yet because we were still discussing the reapplication process. So we were trying to decide what to do with those forms should the reapplication process not be necessary anymore. So that's why those forms were not available when he came in originally.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Persanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Roland Howe?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
That's my new procedure.
Item 13M, approval of subscription purchase of Nixle Public Safety Communication Platform in the amount of $3,564.
Move to approve subscription purchase of Nixle Public Safety Communication Platform in the amount of $3,564.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Oh, well, please.
Well, there was one thing. Now, people have to register for this. Is this correct?
That's true. This is an opt-in, and all they have to do is either sign up by email or text a specific text their opt-in to a specific number, and they'll be automatically signed up for this area code. But there is also another option, and that is I mentioned in the agenda statement there what are FEMA approved messages. So if there is a critical message and we have the appropriate people trained and authorized to send those out, we are able to push messages out without to everyone, you know, within the area who has a cell phone, even if they have not opted in. And as I mentioned in the agenda statement, I received one of those on my phone from the National Tsunami Warning Center after the earthquake took place out here at south of Kodiak. That just popped up on my phone, even though I hadn't opted into any national warning thing. So. But for all other messages, anything that is not one of these FEMA, I think it's called a pause message, any not approved, everything else you have to opt in for. So we won't be barraging people with messages they don't want.
So they could choose to be notified about public meetings and about public events?
That's correct. Whatever those keyword subjects are that we have information on, people can opt in for any one of those. Yep.
Well, this is what we were asking for. This can be part of our crisis management
absolutely
plan.
Absolutely.
And ties in with what we've talked about earlier.
Yep.
Okay, this is good.
Any further discussion, comments? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Roland Howe?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prusunka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. It's available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session. 15A, discuss with the borough's legal counsel, Dorsey and Whitney, LLP, and the borough manager, a proposed letter of intent between the borough and Stewart's regarding a possible future alignment of interest for the provision of health care services at the Wrangell Medical Center.
I move pursuant to Alaska Statutes 44.62.310, Section C1, and Alaska Statutes 44.62.310, C3, that we recess into executive session to discuss privileged and confidential attorney-client information with our legal counsel, Dorsey and Whitney, LLP, and the borough manager, as well as information the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough regarding a proposed letter of intent between the borough and Search to consider a possible future alignment of interest for the provision of health care services at the Wrangell Medical Center.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
Prusunka?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Will reach?
Yes, we're inviting city manager and guests. Okay.
Yeah. We'll recess into executive session at 9:15.
Are we having it in here